and I. R. Similar to R in ring when it's placed before another R or at the beginning of a word. This pronunciation does not exist in English, and it is a harder rolled R. Similar to R in parachute when it's placed anywhere else. S. Like S in sit. T. Like T in tan. U. Like U in pudding. Silent when it's placed after Q and G, unless it has a diaresis, which is two dots on top of the U. V. Like V in vein. W. Like W in kiwi. X. Like X in toxic. In rare occasions, it can also sound like SH in ship, or like H in happy. Y. Like Y in May, when it's placed at the end of a word or by itself. Like Y in yen, when it's placed anywhere else. Z. Like TH in think in Spain, or like S in supper anywhere else. You should now be able to distinguish the different sounds each letter represents and the special rules on pronunciation depending on their position within a word. Now let's move on to the letter names so you can be able to spell in Spanish. Just like we have different pronunciations in English from Australia and English from Scotland, to mention a few, Spanish has minor differences in pronunciation from one region to another, which is especially noticeable in the Spanish spoken in the Americas. The sounds given above are for a standard Spanish. We want everyone to understand what you're saying, and you can catch up on the different accents as you progress and meet Spanish-speaking people, listen to their music, or watch their movies. Alphabet and letter names. A. A. B. B. Or B alta. C. C. D. D. E. E. F. F. G. G. H. H. I. E. Or E latina. J. J. K. K. L. L. M, M, N, N, Ñ, Ñ, O, O, P, P, Q, Q, R, R, S, S, T, T, U, U, V, V, or V, W, W, or V. X, X, Y, J, or Y. Z, Z. Now you should know the names of the letters so you can spell, and you can also pronounce them properly with the examples given in the previous section. You are now super close to being able to read aloud written Spanish, even if you don't know what the words mean. Just yet. What's missing? The accents. Accents. In written Spanish, there are implicit and explicit accents to determine which of the syllables within a word is pronounced with more stress. Explicit accents will be the easiest to spot in written form because of their accent marks. A, accent, E, accent, I, accent, O, accent, U, accent. Let's look at a few examples. Canción, song. You pronounce it can-si-on. Miércoles, Wednesday. Mi-er-co-les. Ámbar, amber. Am-bar. Now, that was easy, wasn't it? What about words with no explicit accents? How do you know which syllable to stress? Well, you have to follow two simple rules. If the word doesn't have an accent mark and ends with a consonant, except for N and S, you will stress the last syllable. Let's look at a few examples. Mujer, woman.